right around the country. It is the Jimmy and Nath Show. Welcome, everybody.
Nathan, as you get the round pause ready, for a mate of ours, an ARIA award-winning electronic dance music producer who has amassed over 800 million streams.
Show off.
Across his whole catalogue. He's got some new music out, but when you do these interviews and media stuff, you know, you've got to do so many. And this is his eighth one of the day. So I'll cut this short. Welcome to the show. Get in, Luke!
He's been doing today. He's been doing photo shoots. He's been doing articles.
What was the best and what was the worst?
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
What are you?
Name brands.
You're fishing, mate.
Name shows. Name
names. No. We did the show. We did the Horton on Saturday night.
Yep.
We did the after party. So we didn't get home till about 5.
Mm.
We're staying at an unknown hotel. I'm not going to name the hotel, right?
Yep.
And... got to order food, get ready, go to bed at like 6:30.
Yeah.
Like after two shows, playing two shows in a row in the last two nights, and then 10 a.m. in the morning, just hear, and then I realize there's like a DJ 2 meters away from the window.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, mate, are you kidding me?
Did you know the DJ?
No, I was playing Sean Paul. But I was like...
next to your hotel room.
Like 2 metres away from the window of the bedroom.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
And you didn't know the Hilton had booked that.
Name and shame. No, I just said if someone you know, you just messaged me. He's like, mate, just turn it. Just down
like,
a few decibels. DM him.
Because it was loud. It was like, so everyone...
Oh, it was chasing status. Shut up.
Jason Stitus. Mate, new single as well.
Yep.
How's that going? Bit of a different sound for you as well.
Yeah, that's
finally original.
Yeah.
She's a banger. Listen to that.
Yeah, it's different. It's not a remix. Fine.
Yeah.
Because
last time we were chatting, you were chatting about that.
I just want to get out of that.
The pressure to be like, I'm going to keep doing it.
No more remixes.
Last time you said you don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And all these people were in your... I remember last time you said all these people were in your DMs going, hey, mix this.
It's still every day. Yeah.
Still happens.
Yeah. Like, you're still getting the Daryl Braithwaite horses. Like, you know, there's a few that just keep coming up.
I didn't even know Daryl was on Instagram.
To be fair, Nathan and I yelled at it like, we'll be at a Noah Kahan concert. And we'll be like...
Play horses.
He's like, who's horses? Who's Daryl Brathwaite?
It's great. Good to have original out.
Can you talk to us about the song, Pachamama? It's an absolute bop.
Yeah.
People are loving it. I've seen you performed it live for the first time recently.
On Friday. Yeah,
Friday. And how was
it? It was good, yeah. Because always, you know, like, because it's got vocals in the drop, like, please,
sing.
Australia, listen to it.
Yeah.
So everyone was just chanting it. So
everyone go nuts.
That's all I can ask for. You know, like, the first bit of the drop, I still don't know the words to it, but I know the Pachamama bit. Like, I can't remember the words. I've been saying this all day. Like, you know, like, Big City Life, that song. I'm like, Big City Life, ba-dum-ba-dum-dum. Like, whenever I'm playing a show, I always like mime it to pretend I'm like know the words.
Yeah, he must know what it is.
Yeah.
Mate, you didn't worry. There's like musicians. Like I saw like Anthony Kiedis, like Red Hot Chili Peppers. He still needs to look at lyrics to this day.
Yeah. I think I must be just riddled with I'm dyslexic or something. Because I don't know the words to one song. Like
really?
Maybe Hot Potato by the Wiggles.
Is it?
I
don't even know.
But
the words
I still
of that.
Maybe I know two lines.
Well, maybe because you're with it's with Elephant as well. Elephant.
Yeah.
And sorry, is it just Swedish words?
Nath thought it was an elephant. Yeah.
No.
I thought you went to Taronga Zoo.
There's a lyric video, so that's how I actually finally learnt the words because I'm just, I don't know, I can't decipher it. Like, even, you know, when you do liners and stuff, over three words, I can't.
Forget it, mate.
I have to read it.
We suck at
when
scripts.
We do ads, like, there'll be, like, a thing for, like, I'll sit, like, McDonald's.
Yeah.
And, like, it'll be, and, like, Nathan and I talk all the time, but then you give me this paper and you go, McChicken.
Yeah, forget it. The burgers
are
better at McDonald's.
And then I start sweating. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like,
yeah.
And our team are like, you get paid to do this. How can you not read the 30 seconds?
It's like the pressure. I feel fully under pressure.
Yeah.
Like, you go play a show and you're fine. And then I'd have to read one line as I'm like, oh, no, we're going down. Like,
actually, look, the tour, you've got the tour as well. That's happening very soon, which is going to be massive.
Well, it's right now.
It's on. You're on tour at the moment.
But
the venues you've been playing, I was on your Instagram before, massive. Some of the festivals and stages you've been playing have been huge. How's it been up, you know, on stage with, you know, thousands of people absolutely going nuts?
It's like I get really... anxious and nervous before shows.
As you would.
Yeah, but it's like, you would think by now I'd be used to it, but it's just never, you know, every time. I turn into a bit of an arse, eh? Like, everyone's just like, cheer up, mate. I'm like, once I play my first song, I'll be cheered up then. Like, yeah, and then we're ready to roll.
But that's normal, sure. Yeah. You're feeling nervous and everything.
Some, yeah, but another, Mosey, who's also on the tour, like, he's like, nah, I don't get nervous. I was like, yeah. I'm so jealous.
Because well, I know you were nervous coming in here, obviously, for your eighth interview of the day.
He's like, I need an interview last.
I love the boys, mate.
He's like, I need an interview last where I have to prep for nothing. They're pretty shit. Yeah, Jimmy and Nath, go then.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
These idiots. Yeah. Lose management, like he was an ass because he was so nervous coming in here.
Oh, stop it, boys.
Is it more like new music? Is that the thing now? We're just focusing on that?
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're going to do like a club EP next, like as soon as possible.
Oh, sick.
It's finally some, like, because I've been playing so many of like the banger stuff, like the club music. Yeah. So finally put out some actual club stuff.
Yeah.
This year, I just want to just put out as much as possible now. Yeah.
How's the voice going, mate?
Can you hear it?
I thought that was your real voice.
It was already. I mean,
it's actually really high pitched.
But it's kind of constantly at this level because I'd shout so much. But this morning I was like, please have a voice this morning. Because like, I've doing a lot of loud talking over the weekend, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait screaming. For a Lude interview where he's got no voice. Thanks, Lude.
You can hear it dying, though.
I feel for you.
It's got an hour left.
Mate, I lose mine at a quiet dinner. I lose mine, so I feel for you.
You shout.
I don't talk, you shout. Yeah, I'm a big yeller. I'm a big yeller. And
I was like, chill out,
I had to go and see a speech therapist because they had to tell me, it's called the one arm rule, right? So if somebody's further than an arm length away, I've got to walk within the arm length to talk to them because I'll scream from like 60 meters away.
Right there.
Yeah, and it'll like be nothing conversations. I'll be like, Sarah, nice haircut.
Yeah.
And she's like,
My favorite thing to do is like if we have like a concert, we go out somewhere and I'll upload some stuff on Jimmy Nath and then it'll be like Monday or Sunday and Nath's like, oh, my voice, why did it go again? And then I'm like, go have a look at the story. And it's just him screaming at a concert,
But you don't realize, do you? So like when we were
constantly.
We were in Europe last year and we went to Amsterdam. Obviously, Amsterdam's a lot of fun, but I'd lost my voice from Amsterdam for like a month and a half straight of just like whispering.
Wow.
Because I thought I probably did damage. I've lost it forever.
Yeah,
like, I was starting to freak out. I'm like, but then I'd have to go play another show.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Like, I lost my dignity in Amsterdam as well. So
I think that was part of it as well.
I lost something in the red light district. I was 16. Dad took me there and he said, son, it's about time.
I lost her number after. I thought we were in love. Lude, we absolutely love you, mate.
We'll let
you out here. Lude's brand new single featuring Elephant, Pachamama. It is out now. It's an absolute banger. We are going to spin it. We love you, mate. Thanks for coming in. I know you've done 450 interviews today.
I'm so happy to finish it with you.